Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 144. Small crew today. I got a bit of a stomach bug, so no New York guys, just me and the Chicago boys, plus Mook. We're going to have Mook on to plug Mook Can't Sleep. Late night live streams, Monday and Thursday, right? You can leave voicemails. I'll put the number up on the screen if you're watching on YouTube. You can email and stuff as well. It has been very, very funny.
It's been great.
He's been collecting the strangest group of beings.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm collecting
truly,
fucking weirdos.
Not out an exaggeration.
And like, they are so weird, it makes me feel weird that you're my boy.
Yeah,
I know.
And I'm like close with them.
Yeah,
like the guy last night.
Are you
night,
one of them?
Yeah, pretty. I think I am. I think I'm like a handler of psychopaths. But they're awesome. They're all talented.
He was my favorite. He's one of my new favorite dudes.
Yeah.
Ryan
Oliver at Ryan Rambling on a Horse. Check out that stream. He is like a folk character come to life. Like, he's not from this planet, but the show's been fun. Thank you, Ken Jack. Every Monday, Thursday, 10 p.m. Central.
And you
it's
go
been so fun.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Sharon Left Me people from my IG, except like I would never meet these people in real life. And Mook is just chilling with them on stream, doing the craziest shit. It's so
yeah,
bad.
I got more in my back pocket. So. We're going to keep rolling with that. Yeah.
And so the boys today have not heard the topic. So we originally were going to do worst everyday enemies. And then some people were listeners gently reminded me very nicely that we had done that topic
years nicely?
Ago. Very nicely reminded me that we'd done that topic a long time ago. And we just completely forgot it with Rico Bosco, which is actually the perfect. We did good, I guess. But so I, in a panic, I threw together a last minute thing. Today's topic is going to be the best Spirit Halloween costumes from the Spirit Halloween store. Okay. You guys,
I know it's going to be the one seed.
You're going to enjoy it. And let me tell you right now, I'm going to ask KB, would you mind when I ask you, could you read the descriptions for some of these?
Of course.
Because the descriptions for half of these are maybe the funniest thing of the entire endeavor. But before we get to all that, let's talk about our good friends over at Game Time. If you follow anything with Barstool, you know about Game Time. They are the best. Use them to go see a Panthers game this last Sunday after the week-long Indian wedding, which is brutal, but it was a bad game, to be frank. It was Bryce Young was just awful. The Chargers put
it so, I feel so bad for him.
I do too.
Yeah.
This guy's got $37 million.
He does.
It doesn't matter, man. It's the thing he loves to do the most.
His passion, his interest. Like
he's devoted his life to this thing. He made it to the highest level and only gets shit on and is getting devastated week in, week out.
Yeah, imagine getting publicly humiliated on live entertainment for a week. Imagine that.
I
just couldn't
watch
do it.
Watch Mook Can't Sleep.
Yeah, check that
check
out.
Check it out.
It's quick as a whip.
But a brutal game, but great seats thanks to Game Time. And now they have Game Time picks, which are amazing. So, as usual, we pick out something you can go and watch. Did you know that you can go to the Chicago Theater tomorrow, 8 p.m., and see Keen? Do you remember Someplace Only We Know? That banger
from
the 2000s? Very sad song. Oh, yeah. But good song. You can go see them. And the Game Time pick, $120, looks like it's about the fourth row up. unbelievable good price to go see Keen. So it was, again, you just pull up your chosen event, you turn on the game time pick setting at the top of your screen, browse the best local game time picks near you on your game time app homepage. So what are you waiting for? Go get those Keen tickets right now. Chicago Theater tomorrow, if you're listening to it, technically yesterday. So I didn't help you out much there. So download the game time app today. Use code Bracket to easily score great deals with the new game time picks. What time is it? Game time. All right. So again, it's the best spirit Halloween costumes. So we're going to start out with, I think, what is a pretty easy one, or a pretty simple one, which is the adult Roaring 20s outfit. This one, you can probably read it if you want, Kate, and I'll be texting this to all you guys in the big group. the adult Roaring 20s costume, it's pretty basic. It's just, you're looking at a guy, and again, if you're listening, I would highly recommend watching this more on YouTube, Rumble, wherever you watch your podcast, whatever. The adult Roaring 20s costume, basically just a bowler hat and like a, I guess, a old-timey ice cream parlor outfit, right?
Yeah, it's not for hot guys, and it's not for ugly guys. This is a costume for a six.
Yes.
Well put.
Exactly.
I think it's a nice costume.
Yeah, but like hot guys will go as Tarzan. Hot guys will go as an athlete. True. Ugly guys will go the big inflatable cowboy riding an ostrich. This is a six costume.
This guy was on my stream last night. That's what.
Yeah. And the next one, KB, I would love for you to read, which is the.
That one's pretty.
This is the adult Shrek costume. Okay.
When did Shrek get a sword?
So is this guy supposed to be Shrek?
He's halfway between.
Without
I don't
the
get
green?
It.
The green is the most important part.
He has Shrek's ears, but not his body. It doesn't make sense. But yeah, you go ahead on the description on that one.
Okay. Donkey. Get ready for the ultimate swamp adventure this Halloween when you wear this officially licensed Shrek costume. This outfit includes a shirt. Oh, it keeps going. A vest, a belt, leggings, and a headband that features attached ears. Put everything on and get ready to embrace your inner ogre. Yeah, that.
But like, if a dude is Shrek, but he half-assed it with just green little ears and a fucking sword rolled up, have they never seen Shrek?
I really don't think this so.
Isn't a... Oh, I guess he I've does he hold a sword Shrek. Towards the dragon?
I would.
But that's
never
when he's the full green ogre. Shrek. He's never the man.
If you're going Shrek, you have to go full Shrek.
You have to go full
you
Shrek.
You gotta be completely green.
You can't go half Shrek.
Mm-hmm. So start out with you. Let's start Shay. The adult Shrek costume or the Roaring 20s bowler hat guy.
This is best costume or worst costume?
I think you interpret it as you want. Which one do you think is the better costume?
Okay. The better costume is certainly the adult Roaring 20. This looks like a...
But like that sucks. Nobody's going to look at that and just be like, sick costume.
Also, if you zoom in, it's under sexy Halloween costumes
it
category.
Is.
I mean, this is a handsome dude.
Well, he's a model.
We're talking about the costume.
I wouldn't look at that and just be like, oh, great costume this year, Che.
Sexy costume, Che.
That shit sucks.
Yes. It's actually almost the worst kind of costume because it just looks like a bad outfit.
But compared to the Shrek one, and to be fair, I haven't seen Shrek, so I can't really comment on what.
You haven't seen Shrek?
I haven't.
What? It's timeless. It's fantastic.
Is it?
Yeah, watch it with your kids.
Watch it with
it's
your
really
kids.
Funny.
Is it like
you would? I think
little kid
adult
friendly.
Humor. You would laugh out loud throughout.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. If you like Pop Tarts,
and
it's definitely
little kid friendly.
Okay. All right. Maybe we'll make that.
Yeah. Watch the whole thing.
Great advice for a movie.
Yeah.
Sometimes I tap out sometimes, even when I love a movie.
Wait, we should do movie reviews on a podcast. That's a good idea. But the grading system is like if you watch the whole thing or just half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just watch half.
I've had movies I loved and then just never finished.
Some of your favorite movies you haven't finished.
Yeah, like dinner happened or something got in the, like a shower got in the way.
I still like this 1920s because you can identify from that era. You could also be with this. You could be like what's that?
This guy looks like he's in Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, but like it, he's clearly like something.
Damn.
What's the barbershop?
Barbershop Quartet.
Quartet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like that. Like this is somewhat versatile, not uncomfortable. It looks like. Yeah, it's really just a hat and a bow tie and some whatever those things are around his arms, but. A fairly normal outfit that you won't be uncomfortable in. The Shrek one, like, if you're going to the bathroom, like, you have to lift up the skirt. You got to go all the way down. Like, no, you got to carry the sword around. People are going to be like, why aren't you green? So I think there are too many problems with that. So I'll go with the 1920s guy.
The 20s guy, KB?
I don't think either of these I would like consciously process at a costume party. They're just
Fair.
they're not they don't move the needle in any way. The Shrek one without the green is just a nondescript like swordsman, which is more of a costume, I guess, than
It's
the
like a
first one.
Game of Thrones extra.
Yeah, I would be like, that's yeah, he's a sword guy, and I would think that's a little bit cooler. So I'll go with the Shrek one.
One for the Shrek one, Nick.
What, like, I don't get the obsession of the Roaring Twenties. And this guy, like, this isn't a funny costume. This isn't a cool costume. This isn't a scary costume.
Exactly.
You can't even compliment it because, like, oh, I love the 20s bartender.
Yeah, there's nothing
That
to
it is
it.
a nothing costume. That
So,
shit sucks dick.
yeah.
In the description, it says you'll look like you're straight out of the Prohibition era in this Halloween when you show up wearing this adult Roaring 20s costume. So I don't know if like anybody goes to a costume party and is like, I want to find a guy that looks like he's straight out of the Prohibition,
You
but
th this is only purchased for murder mystery parties. I don't think this
yes.
is purchased for Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm going with that. We're going worst?
Best.
Best.
Which one's
Oh,
which?
give
Yeah.
me Swordsman Shrek. At least that's funny. She's like, wait, you're Shrek with a big sword. That's that
The
rocks.
20s thing needs more to it, like a big bag of groceries.
You don't know what happened in the tw
No, I think it would
didn't
be
have
like
groceries.
a much better costume if it came with a jumbo bag of groceries.
Combining just two things, like Shrek with a sword. I'm a 20s guy with groceries.
See,
That makes a funny
that,
costume.
yeah.
Yeah. In the middle of a shopping trail like that, yeah. Mook.
I'm pretty sure the gayest kid in my high school wore this exact Roaring Twenties fit to prom. I think that's like what, like this guy looks like he's kind of
Oh,
like in a,
this is a gay prom fit.
it's a gay
Yeah.
prom fit. It's like remember Sharpay and Ryan from High School Musical? He kind of looks like Ryan. Of
Oh,
course.
you were the
Yeah.
gay kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was you. You were wearing the costume.
Yeah, a gay kid used to wear this. You guys remember Sharpay?
Look, High School
The
Musical
back
was
to
a big, it was a
back.
big part of my childhood. Yeah, the Shrek costume. It's more fun. If you wear that to the bar, at least you have, you know, something to talk about as opposed to just wearing a fucking bow tie and cheesy hat. The Shrek one, I feel like that guy's more fun at the bar.
I would
Better
agree. And
costume.
I would vote for the adult Shrek as well. So that's going to move on. Next up, we have the adult hunky school nerd costume.
Oh
If
my
this guy showed
God.
up at a party, I think he would be the most universally despised person there, right?
So hot dudes love pretending to be dorks. Like that one bodybuilder who went crazy. He would always just put tape on his
Oh,
glasses
that was the entire.
and take off his shirt in front of women in the library.
Yeah, he'd be on campus and he's like, "You want to go out with me?" And they wouldn't answer. Then he'd take his glasses off and take his shirt off.
And
And
he'd
he'd
be
be like,
like,
"What
you
about
fucked up.
now?"
Yeah. Dude, hot dudes love, and their idea of dork is this glasses that are broken.
Or the
And
tape, yeah.
suspenders.
Yeah, this that sucks.
Are those Burberry
Looks to
yeah.
be. Looks to be.
Underpants?
And that's going up against, and this is another one for you to read,
Oh my
KB.
God.
The, of course, adult Pickle Rick costume from Rick and
Oh
Morty. Great description on this one.
Okay. Turn yourself into a pickle, just like Pickle Rick. This officially licensed pickle costume is perfect for every Halloween party. You'll be the coolest pickle in town. Just make sure everyone knows you're not a snack.
Don't know what the fuck that even means,
What
dude.
the
So
fuck?
stupid. So the adult Pickle Rick costume versus the adult hunky school nerd. Which one of these costumes do you think is better? And I guess I'll go first on this one, and I'll say I think that the Pickle Rick guy is way better than the guy in the hunky nerd costume. Because if you have a guy showing up to like let's say like your Halloween adult Halloween party wearing like two like maybe a square foot worth of clothes, like you I hate this person more than anything in the world.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with Pickle Rick as being the better costume. Mook.
Yeah, I feel like the hunky school nerd costume is like what Joey Kamasta fantasizes about wearing on
Yes.
Halloween. Like once the Ozempic like really hits.
Oh yeah.
The Pickle Rick is way it's way more fun. I see a guy in a Pickle Rick outfit. I wanted to do drugs with that man and get fucked up with that man. So I'm going Pickle Rick.
Two for Pickle Rick, Nick.
I'm going hunky nerd, man. Just be like, just seeing that dude in the bar and just be like, look at that dork. Just yeah, what a jacked, sexy yeah, man.
The sexiest dude.
Tatted, showing perfect his bod. Jason like, look at that fucking loser.
Dude, his quads are huge.
I can't.
Jay, Jay, did you just get caught screenshotting hunky dork? Did you guys hear that?
I heard the loudest screenshot sound.
I did screenshot something else.
Holy okay. shit.
So I can't tell if he has two bulges or none.
It's yeah, an optical illusion. Plaid is doing that.
It's an illusion.
Oh my god! Kid, if he's that hot and has two bulges, good. Save some for the rest of us, man. You went home with a guy with two bulges, really?
Was it the guy with the double bulge?
Please tell me it wasn't him.
KB.
What's a better costume? Pickle Rick has a stigma about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Incel.
Okay. Well, that's a traditional costume. I'll go with that. I'm not too keen on either of these.
Three for
I'm
the
gonna
Pickle
go Pickle Rick.
Rick.
Yeah.
I mean, both of these suck, but like a hunky school nerd, like as long as that guy's like decently fit, has to get laid. The other one, Pickle Rick, like how does that guy do anything the rest of the party? Like, you have to take off your costume to drink, to go to the bathroom, to do anything. People don't even know it's you. So if you say you're going to somebody's party, you're like, I'm going to show up. They could not know it's you for quite a while. This costume, any costume that has like a giant mask component, in my mind, sucks. Mm-hmm. So I think Pickle Rick is worse. So super hot dude.
Super hot dude. Either way, Pickle Rick is going to move on. Now we have another battle of the absolute titans. This is one I'm just more than anything else. I'm confused by this one, especially with the description, which is another great one for KB, which is the ghost face flannel hoodie.
that's just a hoodie.
I don't totally get it. So KB, you want to hit this one?
Okay. Yeah. This isn't a costume, but let's see. Show off just how much of a fan of Ghostface you are with this actually licensed flannel hoodie. This hoodie includes Ghostface patches and an applique on the hood that will let everyone know who your favorite serial killer is.
But if you can't be that much of a Ghostface fan if you're not just wearing a Ghostface mask, why would you just be wearing a hoodie?
Is Ghostface Scream?
Yes.
That's who Scream is. The screen
yes.
guy. Oh. Yeah, you got to wear the mask. Yeah.
It's a pretty simple costume. It's just all black and then the mask.
But it's not a costume. It's just a hoodie.
But this is like show how big right. of a fan you are. You could show you're a much bigger fan
yes.
by wearing...
with the tried and true, very popular mask.
And it's probably cheaper.
It absolutely has to be. $60.
Flannel hoodie.
And that's going up against the adult Stinger B costume.
the stingers in the front. That rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a winner.
These glasses.
You just dress as a bee, walk around with a little bee boner.
The humorously placed front stinger is so funny. Like, you're just wearing it backwards. it's the same exact yeah. model as the bee costume.
With the $10 upcharge.
Yes.
The frontward. Stinger.
So the bee, and this is another guy, but imagine this guy, you're walking around at the party with like, he's just his, like tapping on to people with a sewn on bee boner.
But it makes no sense. Like, bees don't have that in the front, right?
They sure don't.
It's just wrong. It's just it.
What are you're, they implying?
You're a beekeeper, you've seen a lot of dicks.
Yeah. Well, the stinger is not its cock.
No.
I know the bee is a dick, but I think the ghost face guy sexually assaults way harder.
Yes.
If you're wearing that.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
So start with you, Che. Which one do you think is the better costume? The ghost face flannel versus the stinger bee, adult stinger bee.
I think this bee costume does kind of rock because Halloween, like if you're getting dressed up for Halloween and you're like 25 or under, you're super horny. That's like one of the horniest days of the year. You're getting in front of it by putting the stinger on your ding ding. And you got the front of it, like you have an opening so you can talk. You can do it. The glasses are kind of like funny but in a bad way. Or like in a good way, I
you
mean.
You think you'd insert your cock into that stinger?
No.
Yes, absolutely. Like a glove.
No, I would, yeah.
Might feel good.
I could squeeze it in.
Could feel terrible. but I think this costume is really good, so I like the B.
One for the B, KB.
Yeah, provided I could squeeze my cock into that.
Oh, yeah, we did hear
that hollow.
Wait, what
stinger.
Are you saying? Your cock must be huge.
Yes, then the B costume is fun. It's a costume. The flannel hoodie is one of the worst I've ever seen.
It's the dude's wearing like steel toe boots in the B costume too. He's wearing like fucking army boots, dude. So two for the B costume, Nick.
If that guy, the guy in the flannel scream hoodie, was at a party and somebody was like, "What are you?" He's like, "What? I'm Scream." That would be really funny. Just points to his like small patch. I'm fucking Scream. You haven't seen it. With that being said, that shit sucks, and I don't. That shit sucks.
So bad.
The B. I mean, that's a legend at any party.
Yeah.
Annoying. I'm going B.
B. Mook.
Yeah, you got to go B. He's gonna be a pest, but it's gonna be fun.
Imagine there's a girl dressed as a flower at the party.
Shit.
Oh yeah.
Shit.
You didn't even think about that, did you?
Well, I didn't think about that at all.
Let me pollinate you.
Let me pollinate you.
God damn it.
I feel like we should switch to worst.
Switch to worst. I mean, the options
I think
the would be
first
more or less
two
the same.
Were a little even, but I think we should send home the.
Send home B. I want the.
Yeah, I want the ghost face flannel hoodie
to move on.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Ghost face gonna move on. All face right, flannel.
Let's see.
So then the other options were Pickle Rick versus the Hunky Nerd. So we want to stick with the Pickle
Hunky
Rick.
Nerd, Hunky Nerd moves okay, on, okay. And then
the Roaring 20.
Fucking Roaring 20s douchebag. Oh, it pissed me off looking at it again.
Roaring 20s. All right, so now we have our chain game. Starting out with the Adult Gru, which is just horrifying, especially because he's doing that pose, like the Rizzler pose or whatever.
This is funny. I love this.
And next we have the adult boba tea costume, which I don't, or milk tea costume, the Kung Fu branded one. Then we have Dr. Green.
That sucks. Who wants to go as boba?
Then we have Dr. Greenweed. Just one costume, tried and true.
Dr. Greenweed?
I think it's supposed to be a doctor that gives you prescribed weed is the idea of the
they called him Dr. Okay, I get it. Dr. Greenweed.
That's not a last name.
Then we have the Joker, but the shit Joker, the Jared Leto Joker outfit. This one I think is actually exceptionally bad and perfect for this one. The Jurassic Park crew outfit. So you're not one of the Jurassic Park characters. You're not a dinosaur.
You're the Hispanic man that gets his legs bit off in the first scene.
Exactly. You're one of the
just,
nameless
the crew.
The crew member. This one, which I just don't totally understand. The skeleton royalty. Like, I don't even know how you describe it. It's just a scary looking
man. What don't
man.
You get about skeleton royalty?
But it's underneath the sexy section. If you could see at the top.
The guns
of it.
Are out.
Yeah, the leather, the chains.
And then lastly, I think one that you guys would appreciate and maybe should even steal, the spinner game costume.
Oh, is it always landing on the one pointing down, though?
No, it's just people can walk up to you and spin it. And then there's like different options you could put on it. And you fill it in with your own things.
Oh, no, that guy's annoying because he's a coward. He never does it himself. He's just making you do it.
So among the chain options, Adult Gru, the Boba Tea, Dr. Greenweed, Shit Joker, Jurassic Park Crew, Skeleton Royalty, or Spinner Game Costume. Which one? Let's start with you, Che. Which one do you think is the worst?
Kyle, worst? Adult Gru has to be a sentence that fills you with so much hope.
Really?
Damn.
Man, I think it's got to be the Jurassic Park worker, just because that is such an insignificant part of that movie. Oh man, the Adult Gru one though, that one does suck because you have to put the mask on.
Stella Blue Coffee's new canned lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations. So when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
It is a relatively easy costume outside of that. It's jeans, sweatshirt, or quarter zip, and a scarf. But you got to take the mask off to interact with people. So I'll go with the Jurassic Park one just because that's so absurd.
One for the Jurassic Park worker, KB.
Okay. The weed doctor is so aggressively lame. Yeah. So fucking lame.
Yeah.
But the spinner game guys, that's a complete pest.
Because look at his face.
If you like make eye contact with him, you know, like you feel obligated to play the game, and then then you gotta take your shirt off if it kiss.
And you know he's writing like "blow me" on one of them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's really creepy and annoying and not funny. So I'm gonna go with the spinner game.
Check out the description.
You have to tell him that there's three truth slices, so you have to like tell him like a truth. That's creepy.
Oh,
do you like me? Have you ever had a sex dream about me?
So the adult Dr. Greenweed costume. Paging Dr. Greenweed. Dr. Greenweed is needed at the party. In this leaf doctor costume, your friends will rely on the director of distribution to hook them up with their very own leaf prescription pad. Yeah, that is pretty fucking... I didn't realize that the thing he's holding is a leaf-shaped prescription pad with only weed written on it. It's a prescription
pad. That's hilarious. That's really funny.
I just only put that together right now. Holy shit.
Dr. Green. That would be the most embarrassing thing to wear.
Wrong, because there's one man that's just a cup of tea. A cup of bubble tea.
I love the boba. Tea.
That would only be funny if all of your friends went as like Star Wars characters. And he was like, oh, you said Boba Fett.
Oh, damn.
I thought you said boba tea.
So do you want the boba? You want the milk tea guy?
Hedrick, you
look how shitty it is.
You would wear this.
The milk tea?
Yeah.
Nah, I'd be.
Yeah, you would.
No,
that costume sucks because it looks shitty. Look, like, at least care about your costume, right? Like, that's just 2D printed circles. It's a big beige. It's the straw looks like shit. It sucks.
So the description of that one.
Any dude that would love boba tea this much is a loser.
Get his ass.
The description of it is looking to show some love for your favorite kung fu drink this Halloween. This officially licensed.
What does that mean?
That's an actual chain of boba tea.
Yeah.
Oh, is
but
it?
It's still very funny to imagine that it's not. Any racist dude
would be like, oh, he's drinking that kung fu tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. This soft brown 3D costume is sure to be a hit at any Halloween brunch. Yeah, hey, check out my soft brown costume. Mook.
The boba tea is like what the one white kid in the Pan Asian club at school like wears to their like socials.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have been that kid. But the Dr. Greenweed costume is the worst thing I've ever seen. He's just wearing a lab coat.
It's not even like you're like a full-blown stoner. You're like a medical weed guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like helping glaucoma.
Who's that full? Who's like, oh, hell yeah. Yeah, this guy gets it.
It might be recency bias, but I'll go with you for Dr. Greenweed.
Yeah.
And move him on. And
dude, if you zoom in on the smaller photos, the bottom photo, they wanted to show just the shirt, but there's still the phantom hand.
So the number one seed today, which is what this is going up against, is...
Can I guess?
We have a one seed?
Yes, absolutely.
It's got to be Hawk 2, a jumpsuit.
Oh, it's Hawk 2, a jumpsuit. Hawk 2, a jumpsuit. Great. Fantastic call. It is Hawk 2, a jumpsuit.
Was she wearing this?
Oh, so So how, what makes it a Hawk 2 adjacent?
Oh, well, we did a description and we can all find out, KB.
Oh my, I knew it, Ken Jack. You motherfucker.
You knew it's gone.
You'll look right. Did you do this?
No, I didn't do this. I didn't do this.
All right. You'll look ready to spit on that thing this Halloween when you rock this officially licensed Hawk 2 a jumpsuit costume. This hilarious pink mechanic jumpsuit outfit features the Hawk 2 a branding. So everyone will know that when you get to the lubrication experts at Hawk 2 a Express, everything is all natural.
Jesus Christ,
that's,
dude.
Look how many people are viewing it at the moment that I screen capped it.
7,500.
And they'll go out to the party and be like, oh my God, you're hilarious.
You're the funniest person at this party.
Having to do the Klarna for interest free payments.
Oh, my credit report took a real hit on the fucking. I missed a payment.
The Hawk 2 a jumpsuit.
So the Hawk 2 a jumpsuit versus the Dr. Greenweed medical doctor outfit. For the vote, but for me, which one is worse? Theoretically, people will enjoy the Hawk 2 a jumpsuit. Like, there will be some people that are like, oh my God, that's amazing. No one is going to enjoy Dr. Greenweed. So I'd have to go with Dr. Greenweed. Mook.
Yeah, I think Dr. Greenweed is the worst costume, but the person wearing the Hawk 2 a jumpsuit is the worst person.
Absolutely.
Oh my God,
that's fair.
Yeah. That's fair.
So I'm kind of split. If we're going strictly off costume, it has to be Greenweed, but I almost want to vote the Hawk 2 a one because whoever the 7,500 people looking at this are the worst people in the world.
But that just shows we don't know what's truly popular for the masses.
That's true.
Makes me feel bad.
Is Haley Welch getting a bag off that?
Oh yeah.
It's officially licensed.
Oh, it's officially licensed.
I don't think this is officially.
What does
licensed.
That even
oh, it's
mean?
Not. Yeah,
yeah. Do they
oh,
have
it is.
Like a recognizable logo?
It's you're rocking this officially licensed Hawk Tua jumpsuit costume. It's licensed. She's getting money off this.
Good for her.
I like Greenweed too much. I'm going Greenweed.
Two for Greenweed, Nick.
You know this jumpsuit is like dog shit material too.
Yeah.
Do you think
the
she
worst.
Did she do Hawk Tua too late for them to actually make an actual costume? So we're like, okay, let's do the female inmate costume with a patch on it.
Yes. They just had like a little bit of extra pink dye at the Chinese factory. Kids are just dying to make Hawk Tua jumpsuits.
Imagine dying in the machine that makes the Hawk Tua jumpsuit.
Chinese worker on a live leak video getting crushed to death in hydraulic press making a Hawk Tua jumpsuit.
What a way to go. Yeah, there's like, somebody's livelihood is making this. That is so. It's the Hawk to a jumpsuit. That shit sucks. Because it's not even. The whole premise is about being a whore.
Yeah.
And this is the least slutty costume that
That's
a
woman
true. Could wear.
That's a great point.
This is just a vague jumpsuit with just one patch that no one recognizes as the Hawk to a branding. Like, you can just easily do. If you're so giddy about Hawk to a, just do like your own makeshift costume.
Is it more embarrassing to show up to a costume dressed as Hawk Tua in officially licensed Hawk Tua gear or Hawk Tua gear you made yourself?
Officially licensed.
Officially,
it's definitely officially licensed.
This is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Wait, there's a men's one.
It's blue, right?
Yeah. How'd you know about this?
It's blue.
I don't know, man.
Oh, wait. Okay. So they do have, let me see if I can screen cap this logo. It is, so the logo is like almost a mechanics logo. Hawk to a lubrication expert. So the idea is, I guess, that you're like they're double playing on the oil change lube. That okay. So
that makes it less funny.
Yeah, KB.
Yeah, it's the Hawk 201.
Two for Hawk Tua. Two for two for Dr. Greenweed.
You saying Dr. Greenweed just sent a shiver down my spine.
Yeah,
Dr. Greenweed. Just because like Hawk Tua, you can it's at least an attempt at like something somewhat topical this year. Dr. Greenweed is just that it's no creativity, no imagination. It's just like, I obviously have trucks I'd like to give you.
This makes me think though, like how many other like viral sensations had some sort of Halloween costume. Like, did Spirit Halloween make like a Damn Daniel costume or whatever like that? I feel like
I bet you they did.
Yeah.
Or shoes.
White Vans.
white Vans.
Vans?
Yeah.
Back again with white Vans.
Shit.
Okay. Damn, Daniel.
Back again with the white. That was like the whole thing, yeah. What do you call it? Dr. Greenweed, our favorite medicinal doctor, is going to move on. Before we get to the second half, let's talk about Ibotta. Are you taking a dream vacation this fall but dreading the cost? With Ibotta, you can get cash back on all of your purchases. So you can spend more time making memories this fall again with less time dreaming about them. Ibotta is the free app that lets you earn cash back every time you shop. Earn hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies, even toys. So make sure that you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. The average Ibotta user, say, earns up to $256 a year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or that fancy dinner that you've been craving. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, you earn cash back that you can withdraw into your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Simply add offers into the app, upload your receipt, and voila, that money is yours. It's time you join the over 50 million users that are using Ibotta and earn cash every time that you shop. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta with the code BRACKET when you register. So go to the App Store or the Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back when you use code BRACKET. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code BRACKET. Shout out to the fellows over at Ibotta. I am very curious how many other of these viral sensations had to have had costumes. We're going to have to look more into that later. But first, we have our net on the other side of the bracket. We have our first matchup from the West, which is you guys, the Anus Boys specifically. You're really going to love this one, especially with the description. Another one. The Violet Beauregard inflatable costume.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't make her face blue.
So give this one a read.
B?
Love Willy Wonka. We've got the perfect costume for you. Suit up in this officially licensed violet inflatable costume, and you'll be turning heads at any Halloween outing.
So, in my opinion, if you love Willy Wonka, this is not the perfect costume. That would be Willy Wonka.
Yeah, you're right. This is for Violet Beauregard fans. Yeah.
Also, look at the size. It says one size fits most.
That's tough when you
do that.
Imagine, does she fit into a Violet Beauregard costume?
Jesus,
she doesn't.
That's the only way I want her.
If you can see the shape of her body under that.
So the adult Violet Beauregard inflatable costume, Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory, is going up against another great description. The adult pirate. The adult pirate costume, the guy's maybe the pose.
He's so hot.
He's so hot. Probably the gayest pose a man has ever made in the history of mankind.
Yeah, the 1 foot up, hand on hip.
Look at his ass.
He's got a puzzling midsection.
Yeah.
Yep. It is unbelievable. The adult Captain Hunk. Oh, I just realized this is his name. Belt, sash, and a sword turns you into a total hunk. So the adult Captain Hunk costume versus the adult Violet inflatable costume. To me, I think that if you are looking at this big lady in the Violet Beauregard costume, that is the most hated human being in the party. You cannot move without bumping into this person. That is the worst.
You're trying to talk to Veruca Salt at the party, and she's like, no, she came here with me. Get out of here.
Like that one video of the girl like pushing a guy out of the way, like blocking like an offensive lineman. It was Beauregard. It'd be a great name for a guard in football.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Number 66, Beauregard. So actually, we'll start with you, Che. Which one do you think is the worst Halloween costume, the adult Violet Beauregard costume or the Captain Hunk?
So the Beauregard costume, as you mentioned, tough for like crowded gatherings. That being said, it does make sense. Like if you're thinking about what a Violet Beauregard costume is, pretty much this, maybe some blue face makeup. The other one is just, it's a little bit much. Obviously, the guy's posing very funny, but you're just in your underwear. And,
oh, wait, that's the same hunk from the first one.
I was going to say.
Same tattoos.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
He had himself a day.
Yeah, that was a good day at work for him.
Dude, and another optical illusion bulge.
But
I think he's just a two bulge man.
If you can pull this off, absolutely go for it. But I think the pirate's got to be the worst one.
The pirate is the worst one, KB.
Yeah, I think the Violet Beauregard is what Halloween is about. Like, that's what it looks like, and that's what she's doing. Yeah, then you just can't be wearing underwear. You just can't.
If the temperature isn't regulated in the party this guy's at, he's the worst. He's just sopping wet and smelly. You need to be under control. Nick?
I'm assuming the market for the pirate is gay, right? A gay man.
This guy does poppers.
If that's the case, then I
get it.
Then yeah.
If it's a straight man doing it,
that's when it's.
He looks gay.
It's fruity, yeah.
It's only gay if a straight guy does it.
Yeah.
Beauregard would just really annoy me.
So
at
one
function.
If she goes into a, if you go into a crowded bar with that on, yeah, that's a nuisance.
So you're gonna swap to Beauregard.
No, because I'm just assuming in general costume.
Fair. So one for Beauregard, two for the pirate, Mook.
I think the Beauregard costume like rips. I think that's an awesome costume. And like KB said, that's what Halloween is for, to be ridiculous. The guy with the pirate outfit is either gay or he's a straight guy just looking for attention.
Yeah.
So I'm going with the pirate outfit.
So that means the pirate is gonna move on. Next up we have I think This is my favorite single option in the entirety of this bracket. But first, the one it's going against, which is just the costume itself is whatever, but the model is really what makes it. And it's the adult Minions hoodie.
look at that guy.
Dude, he's just got the most sinister look on his face.
Wait,
and
do Minions have two different color eyes?
The heterochromia?
I thought they're all black. And then I didn't know they had colored eyes.
So the Minions are going up against, I think, again, my favorite single option, which is the plus-size vampire.
plus-size vampire.
He's vampire. Not even fat.
And please read the description for this one, baby.
Oh, my God. Thirsty for some blood? This adult vampire costume will get you ready for nightfall. The velvet shirt features a paisley design that will have you looking sophisticated during your hunt for dinner.
On the plus size costume, the hunt for dinner, dude. Oh,
yeah. That's what it had to
happen. That really fucking got me. The rest of it's whatever, but just like, the plus size plus size vampire on the hunt for dinner is just really fucking funny.
What makes it plus size?
A bigger size, I guess. It'd be funny if his name was Count Calories.
Oh shit. So the plus size vampire versus the Minion hoodie. Okay, let's start with you, Mook.
Dude, I honestly don't know where to go here. I think the Minion hoodie is kind of a vibe, dude. It's kind of a vibe. I think I'd rock the Minion hoodie.
When Mook first started at Barstool, he exclusively wore a Minion colored hoodie that was like an 8X. And me and Kyle had to sit him down. I'm sure he thought he was being fired. And we were like, dude, you can't wear that anymore. Yeah. It's the worst shit in the whole world.
It was like a crusty yellow.
It was so big.
Oh, bad.
Yeah. Well, I have a fixation with yellow, I think. I like the Minion hoodie. I would wear that to work one day.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
And I don't know the vampire. I feel like being a vampire is kind of basic on Halloween. I'm going with the vampire is the worst one. I like the Minion one.
Count Snackula.
That's good. Vampire.
Yeah. Yeah, Nick.
I mean, vampires only drink blood, so there can't be a fat vampire, can there?
Maybe he got bit when he was already fat.
Yeah.
He kept on the human weight.
Dude, like
freshman
vampires,
15.
Vampires vampire. Biting like those immobile 600-pound people that are stuck to their couch. Sitting there for eternity. That would be a good show.
What was that dude's name? That Chris Asante?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, him getting bit.
He would have a field day with him.
Oh, my God. I thought it was Steven?
Steven Asante.
Oh yeah.
Yes. I'm going plus size. No, because fat people can be vampires too. I'm going Minion. That shit sucks. It's like a hoodie is such a cop out of a costume.
Yeah. It's not even good. It looks like so shitty.
Dude, what are you guys talking about? The Minion rules.
This stinks. Because he's big enough of a dweeb to be a Minion for Halloween, but he's too big of a pussy to be a full Minion.
Yeah.
He has to wear a hoodie.
Mm-hmm. So, 1-1 right now, KB?
The Minion's hoodie.
2 for the Minion's hoodie, Che?
I think the Minion's hoodie is a good costume. Yeah. Like, both of my kids went trick-or-treating last year, and they were Minions. I don't think I dressed up, but or maybe I did. I gotta look back.
My thing is,
there might be a photo of me in this costume. I don't remember if I dressed up.
But it's not a costume. It's just a hoodie.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't have to.
You
go
can
for,
be
like,
a full blown Minion.
Yeah, you can wear overalls, and this is a cop.
All right, so my kids last year.
But we're going on work.
Yeah, they went all out.
I know. Did I?
Well, why wouldn't you be Gru if they were the Minions?
Maybe.
That
you
I think
don't know
would
what
make
you
more
went
sense.
As?
I don't have a picture of all of us. No.
But we are right now 2-1 in favor of the Minion hoodie. Which one are you going, Che?
But we're going worst, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, the vampire.
2-2. I think between these two, I think the Minion thing is it's a lamer costume. I think plus size vampire, just we as long as we are including the fact that it's a plus size vampire, is just funnier. And the description of it, I think, and in the spirit of Spirit Halloween, I think it'll move it on for me. So plus size vampire is gonna move on. Now we have the 7 versus the 10. The 7 seed is the adult delivery man. Another fantastic description if you'd care to get it, KB.
Oh, yep. Adult as opposed to what delivery?
Yeah, right. Like only the child costumes should say child unless they're for a child's job.
This is under the sexy Halloween costumes, by the way.
Oh.
Okay. Deliver some laughs this Halloween when you wear this Big Loads delivery man costume.
Oh, big load.
This hilarious costume includes a shirt, shorts, and a hat.
Doesn't even give the box.
Giving you everything you need to nail the look. Crack up your friends and family this spooky season.
There's nothing like Big Loads delivery.
It's just so on the nose.
And that's going up against the adult white pharaoh.
I like this.
Yeah, that's swaggy.
Yeah, that is swaggy.
Be the toughest pharaoh at the party while wearing this King of Egypt's men's costume. Lead the people of Egypt in a sleeveless shirt. I don't even know what.
KB, you'd look good in this.
Yeah,
shirt.
I want to wear it.
You should go as pharaoh.
Oh, I want to just wear it.
Oh, wait, like no, just around?
Yeah.
Soon.
This adult delivery.
Really? Yeah.
It looks like a onesie.
Is it?
Like, zoom in.
Is it attached?
I think it's tucked in.
It's like a romper?
Like, it's such an unnatural tuck. I think I'm going to, maybe a hot tuck. I think the Big Load delivery guy, I think that's a pretty good costume.
The Big Load delivery?
Yeah, UPS guy, you got sexual innuendo, comfortable. Shorts and a t-shirt, although my.
But don't you think it's just like, I mean, we're crass for a living, but like, don't you think that's like much Big Loads going to somebody's party?
The Big Loads hat is bad.
Yeah, it's bad. I kind of like it.
The King of Egypt costume looks like something an NBA player would like walk into the arena with.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Kuzma wore that.
So the let's start with you, Mook. The adult delivery man versus the adult white pharaoh.
I don't like any costume that's like cosplaying a blue collar worker and trying to make it sexy.
Yeah.
Like those fucking delivery dudes grind their asses off. It's a bullshit ass costume. Which makes me hate it, which makes me think it's the worst costume out of the two. The pharaoh is if you're a fucking good looking dude, you're getting laid going out in that costume. So I think the pharaoh is a better costume. Fuck the UPS one. That's the worst.
Oh, I just realized the delivery one. Also, the back of the shirt is one giant logo that says Big Loads Delivery.
Yeah, fuck that.
The entire
like
back
oozing.
Of the shirt.
Ugh. Like, at least be subtle.
Exactly. Nick.
I hate that shit. Loads are disgusting. Describing them as big is disgusting. Fuck that shit. And like, you could just be so much more clever.
Exactly. So 2 for Big Loads Delivery, KB.
Yeah, this is the lowest form of expression to wear this Big Loads costume. I hate it so much. And I love the Pharaoh costume, so this is an easy one for me.
Che.
I still like the Big Loads.
But, like, wouldn't you like it to be, like, a UPS logo and it says, like, unlimited potential semen?
Penis semen.
unlimited penis semen.
Or like, I guess that's a little on the like Jersey Shore, like female body.
Right, but like this just has big loads.
Like it'd be funnier if you went like Che, like with your arms in a box. Like if you wore a box out and you were I'm a package. I'm a big box. Yeah, something like that.
FedEx, Fed. Your ex, my.
We got there.
Yeah.
I'm not moving off, but I like the Big Lowe's costume.
So you're going with the Pharaoh costume?
Yeah, get it.
Get it.
No, I also don't like the Pharaoh costume. It's a bit much. You got things draped over you.
This says Big Lowe's with ooze and cum.
Wait, where's the ooze and cum?
Oh, I thought the font was gooey.
Oh,
I'm wearing a gooey font shirt right now.
No, it's just a box.
I got one.
It's just a regular box. Yeah, so you're going to go with the Pharaoh?
I think the Pharaoh's the worst. Is worse, yes.
I'm going to go with the Big Lowe's delivery as well. Oh, what does the back of the shirt say? We'll handle your box and like it. Okay.
And then the front says large package express.
Yeah. So that means we get to move on to the number 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 2 seed
Che
is...
wore that. He need one that says fragile.
Now we have two. This is a combo costume, a group costume. The first being the Chipotle fork.
Wait, what the fuck?
This
is fake. I'm calling this right now.
This is sick.
The Chipotle napkin. And KB, please hit the Chipotle napkin description.
That's crazy.
It's giving group costume. Clean up nicely this Halloween with the official Chipotle napkin costume.
It is, I promise you, the realest thing in the world. That's our 2 seed.
The fork is just a black suit.
It's a black suit.
That's it.
You have to, with the hands up. That shit sucks.
Oh, it says the fork, the myth, the legend. I think it's kind of funny. The napkin sucks.
So, the napkin at least has some type of explanation that it is Chipotle.
But the beach is
the fork is just a black
bodysuit.
But it's silly.
Yeah. Yeah, it is silly.
It's like, oh, I'm a fork.
And you have to hold your hands like that all night.
You can get away with the Chipotle napkin if you have like a crew of like 4 people.
Yes.
It's like we're napkins.
You're dressing in head to toe like blackface and just being like, I'm a fork. Don't you guys get it? Like,
yeah.
So that's going up against, and this one is more of a disturbing looking one, the adult Aang costume from Avatar The Last Airbender. Just an adult dressed like a small Asian boy.
That's scary.
Nothing quite like it. Especially, like Steve said, the mask. There's just something about the
mask.
Being
a boy.
Yeah. Look at me. I'm a 45-year-old man dressed like a little boy. So let's start with you, Che. Which one do you think is worst costume? The combo Chipotle costume or the adult Aang?
I think it's got to be the combo Chipotle because, like, the other one does suck and is a terrible costume. But I'm not familiar with, like, the Green Man costume. Like, is it all one piece or is the head a different piece?
I think it's all one piece.
So that's horrible.
It's like a hood.
Like, yeah, you're just entrapped in this garment for hours. Also, it's very potentially racially insensitive.
What is?
The fork costume. It just doesn't make sense. Like, you're going in full body black.
Yeah, throw KG jersey over.
Yeah, throw KG jersey on top.
Oh, yeah, the Chipotle for me.
One for the Chipotle, KB.
The Chipotle shit is like almost so nonsensical that it's borderlines on funny.
I like it.
So for that reason, I'm gonna go the Asian boy mask, which I think is also kind of funny, but I'll
it is funny, but the person wearing it isn't wearing it to be funny.
Yeah.
You know who's wearing that costume?
Ken Jack
and like 22-year-old black dudes that love anime.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
They would be doing like 6 stunts though.
Yeah.
Yes. I would not.
Backflips and shit.
Nick.
It's the Aang. If you're gonna go as like a boy, don't wear the mask of the boy. Just like have your face and paint an arrow on your forehead. I think that would be way more acceptable.
Agreed.
And the quality looks like shit.
By the way, I found out there are other Chipotle outfits. There's also a burrito, which is a silver bodysuit. And then,
okay. That would be funny to see as a group.
Chipotle. What was the other one I missed?
Oh, the water cup, the to-go bag. That's the other one I missed. So it is a full thing or full group costume. So two for the adult little Asian boy costume, one for the Chipotle and Mook.
I think the Chipotle one's like kind of, it could be a hit at a part. It could be fun. Like I would love to go out as napkins.
Yeah.
The Aang one is just a bad look. If you're not the right type of person wearing that costume, it's just a bad look. I'm going to go with the Aang.
I'm going to go with the Aang as well. So the Aang is going to move on. Before we get to the next half, let's hear from our next sponsor of the day, last sponsor of the day, ZocDoc. ZocDoc, one of our favorite sponsors. We've just talked about them well before they were ever even a sponsor with us. Use them all the time. You know that party game, Would You Rather? Well, we recently saw a survey that asked men what they'd rather do instead of going to the doctor. They said they would rather clean their entire house, file their taxes, change a tire. And the last thing we want to do is deal with finding the right doctor and making an appointment until we discovered ZocDoc. It is the free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors, choose the right one for your needs, and instantly book an appointment. We're talking about in-network appointments with more than 100,000 healthcare providers across every specialty, from mental health to dental health to health, eye care to skin care, and much more. Plus, ZocDoc appointments happen fast, typically within 72 hours of booking. You can score same day appointments. Use ZocDoc forever, like literally like years and years and years. It feels like basically like a decade even before they again ever sponsored with us. Love them. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/lights and find and instantly book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/lights, ZocDoc.com/lights, ZocDoc.com/lights. Shout out to our boys over at ZocDoc. First matchup of the playoffs. The hunky nerd versus the roaring 20s guy with his bowling hat. Starting with you, Mook.
The hunky nerd.
The hunky nerd, nerd with the
glasses.
Yeah, and the two bulges.
The thing is, those costumes are tough because if you're a hot guy with confidence, you're buying that shit.
If you're a hot guy with confidence, I'm going to hate you no matter what you're wearing.
That's true.
Yeah. I think the roaring 20s is just such a bad... You can be whatever you want on Halloween and you pick that to be quirky, you're just off. Roaring 20s is the worst costume.
One for the Roaring 20s, Nick.
Nobody will like the fucking Roaring 20s costume. I hate this shit so fucking much. I hate it so much. It's my least favorite one by a mile. There's no place for that in a I've said enough about it. I've wasted too much energy on this fucking shit. I hate it.
It's almost like in the other eras where you have like a 60s one where they wear like go-go boots and
hippies.
Glasses and hippie shit. Sure, there's like something to that at least. There's just nothing to the Roaring 20s guy.
It sucks.
I don't know. The Roaring 20s one just elicits such a void of any emotion or feelings for me. I think if your goal is to just blend in and not get noticed, maybe wear that. But which ultimately proves that it's the worst kind of Halloween costume.
Fair.
And that's going up against the hunky nerd.
Yes.
Oh, that's worse. That's worse. That would make me feel hate.
The hunky nerd would?
Yeah. Unless he was like a portly guy.
If it was a fat guy, funny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
even that's
nope, that pissed me
a
off.
A really fat guy doing that—that's so unfunny these days.
Not well. What level? Well, how fat would this guy have to be? Like, I think if he's like pretty out of shape, it would be funny.
Brandon doing it. Brandon's not fat. He's
someone who's a little portly or husky.
Yeah,
that would be okay.
I guess. But otherwise, you're just naked.
You're just you want attention. So they're the two most opposite costumes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm for that reason. I'm gonna go the hunky. That's a horrible word.
Hunky nerd.
Such a bad word, dude.
Hunky nerd.
It's a terrible word, Che.
I just went on a rant about how I hate the fucking 20s guy. But like I haven't thought once of what these people would be saying at the party. And I know this guy would be just like, sorry.
Leaning into the being a nerd.
A nerd.
Yeah.
Like you probably switch? Like no, I fucking hate the other one too much.
Jay.
Hunky nerd. I mean, even if someone can pull it off really well, you're going to hate that person upon seeing them. So, hunky nerd is the worst.
Getting the pulp beat out of you in that hunky nerd costume.
Like, if you had a hot chick with you,
what would her, if it was a couple's costume, what would she be? Hot book.
Sexy ass book. Sexy fucking sexy. Textbook.
Oh my god. Oh.
Sexiest.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense. The hunky book. Nerds with the hot book.
Yeah. So between these two, we're 2-2. I think that I agree that the Roaring Twenties guy just elicits nothing. Like there's just zero emotion, negative or positive, that comes out of it. I would get mad at the hunky nerd guy more often than not. Because again, that guy, like we were saying, you have to be both hot and confident, or at least if not hot, then overly confident. And you shouldn't be. In either way, I don't like that person. So I would go with the hunky nerd and move that on. Next up, we have Dr. Greenweed, everyone's favorite cannabis supplier and prescription writer, versus the ghost face flannel shirt. So fucking stupid. Che.
So one is just like a very bad joke. The other one just is nonsensical. Like it's not, there is a costume for Ghostface. This is not it. It is a jacket or sweatshirt that's saying that you like Ghostface. I feel like that one's going to be pretty tough to beat for me. So Ghostface jacket.
And again, in the description, they say, show how much you love Ghostface.
Yeah.
By wearing this
which
item
is
that's
a
not
pretty classic Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's like the prototypical costume is the Scream mask.
Yes.
Yes.
Agreed.
And this costume is just a hoodie with a little patch of the Scream mask.
Correct.
That's the worst.
The prototypical was the mask and that knife where you could pump blood into it. Like that like buck knife thing where you could like, you know, you'd press the little pump and it would
oh
like,
yeah,
slip
that was
through
so
it.
Sick.
That thing was awesome.
Yeah, you remember that.
So you're gonna go with the flannel
yeah,
Che.
Because that denotes like you want to look cool.
Yeah,
that's not
you're
a costume.
Pussy, basically. More or less, anyway. Nick.
Yeah, you're a pussy. Fucking pussy.
What's it going up against?
I would fuck him up.
It's going up, Dr. Greenweed.
Oh, that shit sucks.
Doctor, I think Dr.
Every time Ken Jack says it, I'm just like, yeah, that's the worst. Because it's like. It's the least creative name for like a weed doctor too. Mm-hmm. Green weed. All right, it's a doctor that's selling this green weed. What should his name be?
I was Orange the drug dealer, so it's not that far off.
Yeah,
I
forgot about that. Makes sense. Yeah. It's I'm going green weed.
One for green weed, two for ghost face flannel. Mook.
If we're going like fundamentally bad costume. The flannel is just the worst. It's a flannel. It's a jacket with a patch on it. It's not a costume. There's definitely dudes that have bought that flannel like unironically just to wear out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no one would be like, that's a costume. Nice costume.
No, you couldn't trick or treat in that. Ever.
No.
So the flannel is going to move on, and now it's the flannel versus everyone's favorite, the hunky nerd, to move into the finals. Mook.
Give me the flannel.
Yeah, which one's the flannel?
The ghost face.
The ghost face.
Oh, okay.
Give me the flannel. Just a terrible.
This is ghost face flannel?
Yes.
It moved on?
Oh, yeah. Greenweed only got a single. You got the only vote for Dr. Greenweed.
I can, like, smell that flannel. It's like musty. He wears it
stinks.
Every single day to school.
Yeah.
And then he passes it off and calls him on Halloween.
Yeah.
That guy's not living good. I promise you that.
No, he's not doing good. He has like
no, his parents fight a lot.
He has two Mountain Dews for lunch or for breakfast. Yeah. It's like it's almost nostalgic to me. But I'm going to go with it because I can. I have an odor in my nostrils right now.
He's microwaving saltines with shredded cheese and calling it hot
chips. He has an Invader Zim backpack.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You nailed it. Holy shit. I knew that's exactly
a lot of the things
school.
I say are only for you.
I knew that kid in high school. His name was Dustin. Oh, yeah. He was.
Yeah.
KB.
It's the ghost face versus what?
The hunky nerd.
I hate the hunky nerd so much. Like, if you want to wear underwear, just wear underwear. Don't disguise it as like, oh, I'm a nerd.
Mm-hmm. So one for the hunky nerd.
But no, but it's better than a fucking flannel hoodie as a Halloween costume with a where you could just wear the mask.
It's such a better option. And again,
the mask is a patch. You could have just wore the mask.
And it's cheaper.
Yeah, this is almost more effort.
It's like literally a quarter of the price to buy the mask on Spirit Halloween. It's crazy. Jay.
The flannel. Easily the flannel.
Flannel. So the flannel is going to go into the finals. On the other side, we have the plus size vampire versus the adult pirate. What was his name again? Like Captain Hunk. It's always Hunk. Why? They love Hunk on this website. So Captain Hunk versus the plus size vampire.
What do they call the sexy women costume? Honey or sexy?
I think just sexy. It's always just says sexy.
Sexy and Hunk. Okay.
Yeah. So let's start with you, Che.
I don't think the vampire, plus size vampire, is like that bad of a costume. So I think the pirate, for all the reasons we're saying the Hunk, it's the same costume, essentially.
Mm-hmm. And it's just literally the same model.
Yeah.
KB.
Yeah, I think it's really funny that they called it plus size. You can just call it vampire costume and go up however.
No, it's a skinny guy going as a fat vampire.
That's so mean.
Oh, you can't get a large vampire. You have to get a small plus size vampire. The idea of a plus size vampire is funny. Like,
it's very funny.
Their midnight snacks are at noon. Just sneaking out at lunch.
During lunch to get a sneak.
And they're trying not to get caught.
Everybody else is eating.
And their lunch is like all snacks anyway.
Both the plus size vampire and the regular plus size don't like mirrors.
Calling the costume plus size is so funny because that's not what makes it plus size.
Right. It's...
We have sizes that go up.
Right.
I'm just thinking of a diabetic vampire that has to prick his own blood.
Wait. What are the size selections for the...
Dude, it's a whole section on Spirit Halloween just for plus size.
Oh, XXL.
So there are... that's so fucked up. Just let them shop in the regular.
And it's a whole separate one, and it's just... The costumes are the exact same pictures as the one on the regular page.
And you know his douchebag friends are... It's like some girl would finally come up to him. They'd be like, oh, I like your vampire costume. Their friends would be like, he's not a vampire. He's a plus size vampire.
He's a plus size vampire. Holy shit. Double wide coffin. Which one did you start? Jay went for the pirate costume. What'd you go for, KB?
No. It's the Captain Hunk. Because it's like, dude, you're dressed as a ripped guy who's naked. And then he's like, nah, bud, I'm Captain Hunk. That's the worst.
Two for Captain Hunk.
I think we're forgetting that this is, I think, just for gay guys.
Yeah.
No dude can be a scant.
Again, gay guys, absolutely.
I'm going with plus size vampire. Instead of turning to a bat at night, he turns into batter.
Deep fries away. Oh, shit.
He's fatter. So, you're not bat, you're bat.
Aren't they usually repellent to garlic?
Loving
it.
This guy's not.
Mook.
Captain Hunk. Fuck Captain Hunk.
Captain Hunk. Captain Hunk is gonna move on. Up
can
top,
we change
top
is this is can the title be worst Halloween costumes parentheses straight only?
Because if so,
I would change my vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. No, the gay people will ruin this entire thing by being just significantly more too attractive to wear most of these. So now we have Aang, the adult Asian boy costume, versus the delivery man, big loads only, starting with you, Mook.
Yeah, fuck the big loads only. That shit is bad joke. Bad form to cosplay a blue collar guy that's just grinding his ass off. Fuck the big loads.
Both the plus size vampire and regular plus size guy killed by stake to the heart. Dude, there's so
stake
many
to the heart.
Plus size vampires. That was good shit.
Yeah.
Plus size vampires. So fucking funny. one for the delivery to big loads only. Nick.
He's going against 20s.
It's going up. No, going up against Aang, adult Asian boy costume.
That's just so weird. But I know the wearer of that. Like if you're an anime fan, but you also don't want to show your face, like you're autistic as all hell, and I feel bad for you a little bit. Yeah, fuck.
So Aang,
I hate big loads so much.
Me too.
You mean in general or the costume?
Always and both.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think too big of loads is embarrassing.
That's true. There's that. Never mind.
Go ahead. What you're gonna? Were you gonna bring up a cum shot?
I was. Justin Verlander.
There was that one.
It was
cum
unbelievable.
Shot. Oh, it was.
It was unfucking believable. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Verlander's load was nuts.
Oh yeah. You didn't see it, Mook?
No.
Surprise. Oh, dude, it's unbelievable that came out of a human being.
I want to see this nut.
Dude, it's like a gallon.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
How was this captured on tape?
When all those pictures came out.
Oh, of
Nick Fappening stuff, yeah, all that. So two for delivering the big loads, KB.
Yeah, that one's horrible.
It's tough.
I hate that dude that's wearing that.
Yeah.
It's the same dude that thinks like saying movie quotes is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jay, which one are you going with?
The Big Aang.
Big Aang.
That's a cool nickname.
Yeah, you made it sound cool. You made it sound like a drug lord.
Yeah, from Mob Wives.
Oh yeah, she dressed in peace.
She did.
Yeah, Big Ange. Yeah, yeah. So the delivering big loads, big load delivery guy versus the Captain Hunk to go into the finals against our Ghostface final. Jay.
I've been pretty clear. I'm not as down on the big loads as everyone else. I gotta go with the pirate, right?
Yeah, Captain Hunk. Pirate, KB. Yeah.
Captain Hunk versus what?
Big loads.
Oh.
Yeah.
Both I think are trying to be sexy or hot, but the big loads joke just makes that one worse.
One for the delivery big load delivery, Nick.
Big loads isn't even about like dick size. You can have a small dick, busting big.
Yeah,
giant cum micro.
You could suck at sex. You could be like premature ejaculating
like
a big load.
If your best thing about your performance is the size of your loads,
it's like Jose Altuve, big ass bombs.
Okay, I had no idea. I thought he had a Verlander size.
No.
Yeah.
When did that become like an expression of bravado? Like this, I guess.
Peter North.
Did he have huge loads?
Yeah, that's the signature.
He's like the porn star back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going big loads. I hate it. I fucking hate it.
Another one for big loads, Mook?
Yeah, fuck big loads.
Fuck big loads. So delivering big loads, a big load delivery versus the Ghostface flannel for the worst costume on the Spirit Halloween store, starting with you, Mook.
You're putting me in a tough spot. Ghostface flannel is fundamentally a bad costume because it's not a costume. But big loads is the worst joke.
Yeah.
So I'm going with the loads. I hate the loads.
One for the loads, Nick.
I can feel some pity for the flannel. Like he's in the mall. It's a hot topic or it's Spirit. It's like, okay, you can get this, but it has to be your Halloween costume too. That makes me want to shed a tear.
It is sad because like you can wear it to Halloween and then you can keep wearing it.
Yeah.
Oh. So we'll save a lot of money in the long run.
That just hit me in the heart, dude.
Yeah, man. So I'm going big loads.
Yeah, I think I would like the guy in the flannel hoodie costume.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a worse costume.
So you're going with the...
It's a worse Halloween costume, but I'm going big loads because that's what I dislike more. Yeah,
going with big loads. We're all big loads right now, Steve.
Flannel, come on.
Chase, after that heart wrenching scenario.
Yeah.
No.
Is this like a vasectomy thing? Like, can you no longer shoot big loads? And now you're like reminiscing. Like, what?
No, I'm shooting some. I mean, I'm going in every night. 11 deep right now.
Yeah, but wouldn't that make them smaller if you're going more often? Is that how that works?
It might be urban legend. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Either way, I would vote for delivering big loads as well, which makes the winner of episode 144 worst costume in the Spirit Halloween store, delivery of big loads. He's the worst guy, worthy champion of this one. I will go to bed thinking of 15 other jokes for the fat vampire.
Plus size vampire. Oh, yeah.
It's so fucking funny. They can, like, just imagine, like, 15 different fat guys that I can think of that just as a vampire. It's just so fucking funny. But there's again, episode winner, big deliveries. Thanks, you guys, for joining. We'll be back next week with a new topic.